a big weekend. Oh yeah, it's time to mark the weekend and usher it in with a lot of fun events. Joining us now, as he does every Friday, Jonathan Toman with Peak Radar. Good morning.
Good morning, Shannon and Andrew. And yes, I've got the weekend in a big, bright colored Sharpie ready to go.
Okay.
Excited for the weekend and a big weekend in the region, of course, with a bunch of things happening.
Well, let's lay it on us. Let's get out our Sharpies and we'll start marking up our calendars with you.
Sure. Well, we'll start with the big events in downtown Colorado Springs this weekend, one of which you mentioned just before I came on. And there are three events that are all sort of related starting tomorrow. Of course, the Sesquicentennial Downtown Festival gets underway at 11 a.m. With the parade through time, which, of course, represents key moments in Colorado Springs' history. And then immediately following, it's a hashtag party like it's 1871 with a family-friendly street festival with interactive booths, demonstrations, live entertainment, food and drink, and, of course, the Tokyo Olympic Games telecast on the big screen as well. And that ties in with one of the other related events tomorrow, the Downtown Celebration Tokyo, of course, celebrating the Olympics that are ongoing in downtown Colorado Springs. Again, both these are free and open to the public and will feature the Olympic Games on the big screen, live entertainment, exhibitions from national governing bodies, of course, which there are many located in the Springs, beer garden, food, and much more. That starts at 11 with the parade through time and runs through 8 p.m. Tomorrow evening in downtown Colorado Springs. And the third kind of related event, or it is related, but it runs for more than just tomorrow, is Tokyo Games Fan Fest, which is taking place at the United States Olympic and Paralympic Museum. Actually got underway yesterday and will run through Sunday, a four-day celebration of the Olympics outside the museum, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day, and where you can, of course, again, watch the Olympics, food and beverages, and even try some sports with help from some local Olympic and Paralympic champions as well. So a big weekend in downtown Colorado Springs for both the Sesquicentennial celebration and the Olympics. But I do have three other events that I want to mention this morning that are going on in the greater Pikes Peak region beyond downtown Colorado Springs. First of those is the 83rd Annual Bronc Day, which is tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. On Main Street in Green Mountain Falls, Colorado. A one-of-a-kind family fun Western-themed event, with entertainment, a parade, food, gold panning, vendors, horses, and all kinds of other fun. It's one of the longest historical events running in southern Colorado. It began in 1939 to welcome cowhands, tourists, and families who were coming to the Ute Pass area to rodeo, vacation, or work the summer trades, and it has expanded over the years. So Bronc Day is back up and running. The Pikes Peak Center is hosting the Beach Boys. That's next Wednesday, 7:30 p.m., a night with the iconic and legendary group, of course, bringing their iconic Southern California sound to Colorado Springs for the evening. And then finally, Counterweight Theater Lab and Smokebrush Foundation have combined forces to present an outdoor theater show at Sun Mountain Center in Manitou Springs. It's called Bride, Groom, Sunday Forever, where you're invited to the wedding of Muriel and Stanley, a couple that has decided that instead of anything traditional, they will have a ceremony of speeches, honest and often hilarious confessions from their friends, revealing the couple's secrets and fears, and play-acted depictions of key points in the relationship. It's an outdoor show, just so as you know, at Sun Mountain Center, and it'll run from, in fact, tonight is the first running of it at 6:30, and it runs to August 15th. So that outdoor one, maybe bring your umbrella, and maybe for this weekend too, but umbrellas or not, it's a great weekend in the Pikes Peak region of stuff happening, Shannon and Andrew.
There's way too much to stuff into one weekend. So, but it's a good thing that you provided us with all the information so we can try to, fit it in like a puzzle piece into, everything going on.
It is always a great problem to have. The bigger the puzzle, the better it is for me and the options to talk to you guys about and, of course, things for everyone to do around the area.
And, of course, if anyone's looking to fill out that calendar even longer, maybe get some of those edges of the puzzle filled out ahead of time, what's the best place to get all the events?
PeakRadar.com, Andrew. That's the place to go for details on what I just mentioned and also brainstorming over the next few weeks, all kinds of events happening.
All right. Well, Jonathan, I'm sure we'll see you tomorrow at the parade and all the party downtown. And, again, we'll talk to you next week.
Have a good weekend. Thank you both.